Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformations. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, my friends, to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, performance enhancement expert, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 46 countries, such as the U.S., India, Canada, France, Australia, Belgium, Panama. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformations. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight the transformational moments that has changed our lives and how we're using these to help transform others and elevate lives around us as well. Now, you can listen to us every Wednesday and first and third Fridays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. However, stay tuned for special pop-up episodes that come around Tuesday or Thursday for book launches, product launches. And we want to, feature them on the show. You can also join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and the Google Play Music app. I invite you to rate and review the show. That's how we know how well we're doing. And so never miss an episode by subscribing to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music. And if you have any questions for the guest on our normal listening times, this is a live show, so you can call in at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. So please help me welcome my guest, Daniel Gomez. What is up, my friend?
How's it going, Mr. Sean? You doing all right, my friend?
Yeah, man. Today's a good day, man. Anytime I'm upright and breathing, man. You know, I'm doing well.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you for having me on your show. I'm super pumped, super excited, and I pray that we make a difference in somebody's life out there. That's what it's about, right? If we can impact one person's life today, then you know what? We did our good deed for the day. If we can impact two, we're ahead already for tomorrow.
Right? Man, I say this, man, if I could just impact one person, like, you know, at the end of my life, I want someone to tell me, like, because of you, I did not give up. Because of you, I persevered, or I bounced back, or, you know, like, I made a difference in someone's life that they just remember it forever. Like, that would be so cool.
Yeah, that's what it's like. It's about impacting people's lives.
Yep, absolutely. So, dude, pleasure to have you on the show. And so this episode is titled Strengthening the Health of Organizations with Daniel Gomez. Daniel Gomez is a John Maxwell certified keynote speaker, coach, and sales trainer. He creates inspiring, motivating, and genuine environment for the attendees of his speeches and workshops. The audience leaves impacted and changed, taking with them the mindset and skills needed to succeed in their personal and business lives. Daniel's expertise comes from 18 years in the automotive industry, leading, inspiring, and developing employees to be the best version of themselves. Having employees see themselves as successful and advancing in their careers contributed to the accomplishments of the organizations that he led. Daniel's authenticity attracts admiration from others. He believes in being truthful and from the heart. His vulnerability and honesty inspires transformation in people's lives. His unique way of relating and connecting with them is what makes your event special and memorable. Your success is his success. The links are there. You can look him up on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and even go to his YouTube channel. So, dude, the first question I always ask on the show, by the way, you have an impressive dude, I'm ready to, like, book you right now to speak. I mean, like,
awesome, man. I appreciate that.
But yeah, man. So the first question I always ask the guests is why? You know, like why do you do what you do? Why become a John Maxwell speaker? Why the automotive industry? Like, what is your big why?
You know what it's like to be discouraged. I know what it's like when you kind of feel like giving up. And I really love to see, being in the automotive industry for 18 years, you kind of develop a heart for your employees, right? Because I ran dealerships for the last 4 to 5 years that I was in the automotive business. I actually was in charge of a Chevrolet dealership and a Dodge dealership. And I just love to see people down the road when you see them, when you first meet them, say 18 years ago, and one of your employees is a receptionist. And then when you get to see them 18 years later, that same receptionist that was 18 or 19 years old, she's a business manager making, you know, over $100,000 a year. And you had a big part of that. And seeing somebody who starts off as a salesman and then 8-9 years down the road, they own their own used car lot. And when you have some influence on that, I said, you know, why wouldn't you want to mentor or impart what you know into other people's lives? And it just feels good, right? Whenever I feel down, whenever I feel bummed out, I go out there and I go and I try to do something good for somebody else, because that lifts me up. And it's been working for the last, you know, 18 to 20 years of my life. So I just, why change what's working? So I think to answer your question in a nutshell, I know I went off there a little bit, but the main thing is I really care about people, and I want to see people genuinely succeed in life and be a better version and be the best them, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's a great why, man. I love that. So I'm really curious, and this is probably one of my most favorite things that I ask the guests, is I get so many different responses. But take us back. Who were you before you got to this point? Like take a 10,000-foot view. Who is Daniel Gomez 5, 10, 15 years ago? What kind of person were you?
5, 10, 15 years ago. I think 15 years ago, that would be when I was young in the car business. I just became a manager. I was an eager beaver, mm-hmm. right? I'll never forget the owner of the dealership. The owner of the dealership at the time, I was a top salesman at a Chevrolet dealership. And he was like, I was persistent on wanting to be a manager. And of course, when you're the top salesman there, they don't want to take you off the floor because you do a lot of revenue. You sell a lot of units for the dealership. But I think I just always wanted to grow. I always had a hunger to grow and to be more in life, because I know what it's like to be without, right? When you grow up on the south side of San Antonio, you know, there's not a lot of, put it this way, I know what it's like. I'm going to be real transparent, right? Because I believe if I'm transparent with my audience when I speak, if I'm transparent with the people that I coach, how can I give them advice if I've had a silver spoon in my mouth my whole life? And that's not my case. My case is, I know what it's like to have cereal with water, right? I know that feeling when you're not of milk. And I think just having that hunger to be more 15 years ago, and given that opportunity in management, I just took it and ran with it. And the sky was the limit from there. And I just always, one thing that I learned back in the day was to read. I had a mentor, Mr. Steve Ibotta. He was a great GSM. And he took me aside. He goes, you know, you're kind of developing bad habits as a young salesman because you're doing good. You're spending, you know, you make $5,000 a month. You spend $6,000 a month. You're not saving any money. You're kind of, not that you're out of control, but you need to put some structure to your life. And I started reading more, read more leadership books. And that's when I came across John Maxwell for the first time. That was about 15 years ago. And, you know, just kind of grew from there. And then 10 years down the road, I think I became a new car manager, learned more. And of course, I think the main thing is I've always kept growing. As the years went by, Sean, I just kept growing as a person, and I try to become just a better person every year, whether it's spiritually, work-wise, as a father, as a husband. You're always trying to grow and improve, and here I am today.
I love that, man. Dude, when you said cereal and water, man, I was like, I got chills, man, because like I grew up in Detroit, and you know, people that I'm mentoring, like, well, I don't really have enough money, like I'm kind of poor. I'm like, bro, you don't know poor until you've had cereal with water, or you've had pancakes for dinner, because that's all you have.
I'm going to tell you this. Yeah. It's real. I mean, I'm being real, right? Because, I mean, I'm going to say the facade of who I am, who I was. Growing up, I remember being, no joke, it was one summer afternoon, and we went for a, back in the day, all kids would ride their bikes, right? That's what we would do. We'd ride our BMX bikes, and you don't see that a lot of times nowadays. And I remember we went for about a 10-mile bicycle ride. We came back. There was about three of us, some cousins and us and a friend, and we went back to my cousin's house, and, we had water to drink, and then somebody goes, yeah, well, let's go buy some Kool-Aid, right? Well, this is a true story. We couldn't even afford the Kool-Aid. We went and bought, I don't know if you remember, but back in the day, it was called Flavor Aid, and the Kool-Aid Flavor was like
30. Yeah.
So we had everybody pitched in, whether it was whatever it was for Flavor Aid, and that's what we drank coming back on a summer ride on our bicycles, and it's just reality, growing up. So whenever I have anything that's, I don't want to say luxurious, but anything that comes into my life, believe me, I'm grateful for it because I know what it's like to be without.
Man, this is things that I remember from my childhood. I mean, I grew up in the 80s and 90s. So, I mean, I remember, getting off the bikes and walking to the party store down the street and getting like a 99 cent or it was like 69 cents at the time, a little bottle of juice or whatever. And like Bazooka bubblegum, that's what we did. So definitely, man, I'm right along with you, man. I miss the Bazooka bubblegum. I don't think they have that anymore.
Those are the ones that have the jokes in them, right?
Yeah, the comics. Yeah, man, it has the comics in there. So
I remember.
And they were like 5 cents. For real, dude, like the gum was 5 cents, and it was always in a bowl. I remember every store I ever went to, there was like a bowl, and you would just grab five of them, like 25 cents. Here's, five of them. Here you go, because they're only 5 cents. That was what I used to do with bubblegum, the Bazooka bubblegum. Yeah, dude. So as you move forward, you become, this John Maxwell trainer, and I love John Maxwell stuff, man. One of the best books that I've read by him was The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. Love that book, dude. That's one of my favorite books. And Failing Forward was a huge eye-opener for me. What's your favorite book by John Maxwell? What does he have that drew you in?
I think it's becoming. I think the book that I first read that really got me hooked and engaged on John Maxwell is 360 Degree Leader. And the reason I say that book
that
is
huge.
Is because most people out there, how can I say it in a nice way? Everybody wants a title, right? Everybody wants a title, and nobody wants a responsibility. And what I mean by that is everybody wants to be a manager or just to have it on their name tag, supervisor. And it's great. I mean, everybody should strive for that. Some people want it for the wrong reason. And I think the old dictatorship type of management, it doesn't work anymore. If you look at the statistics, right, over 50% of American employees are disengaged because of leadership. They're disengaged because of management, and that's because they have that dictator style. That's what I call it, and you can't have that. Everybody wants to be appreciated. Everybody wants to be loved. And I think when you show appreciation, it goes a long way. And what I got out of 360 Degree Leader, because I wasn't, but before I became a manager, I had influence, right? I didn't know it at the time, but once I read the book, I realized hey, I'm a leader at this dealership. And I was, the top sales professional, you have some say-so, right? But I never took that in a negative. I never took that to say power, right? I never took that power to my mind. I always try to help people out, other new salesmen, other employees, other areas of the dealership. I always try to use it to the advantage, right? It reminds me of Spider-Man, the first one that came out. I never forget what the grandma said, right? To whom much power is given, much is required. And that just always stuck with me, right? Because most people get power and they use it the wrong way. And when I read 360 Degree Leader, I said, you know what? I don't need to be the main guy to make an influence. I can lead up. I can lead down. I can lead to the person to the left of me, to the right of me, and I can lead people in other departments of the dealership. And when I opened my eyes and I use that philosophy, it's like the sky was the limit with that.
Perfect.
I don't know if that answered your question or not.
No, definitely.
So yeah, but I think if I have a message on that book, 360-degree leader, is whoever's out there listening to our podcast right now, is if you're an aspiring leader, remember, you don't need the title to be a leader. Do the little things. If you want people to follow you, you know, it's as simple as one thing I never forget about Mr. Vara, right? Mr. Vara was he's a father figure to me. He was the owner of the dealer of the Chevrolet dealership I worked at for many years. And this man was a millionaire, but he would walk outside and he would pick up trash, because he goes, you know what, even though we're on a certain side of town, it doesn't mean that our house has to be dirty. We can always have it looking good. And our house was a dealership. And right. That's a habit that I took with me as I went to other dealerships. No matter where I went, I would always pick up trash outside, because it's like, hey, this is my house. But most people, they want to tell people what to do as a leader or as a manager, but they don't want to lead by example. And I think you can lead by example without a title. And when you start doing those little things like that, then God will see that, hey, you know what? This person's responsible. I'll give them a leadership position. I'll give them a manager's position. And that's how you grow, is by doing things. Because, you know, people think, it reminds me of that saying from Martin Luther King, right? His quote, the character of a man is not when everybody's watching. It's when what you're doing when no one's watching you defines the character of a person. And I believe that.
Right. Yep. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So, hold on a sec. Oh, what the? Hey, so, no way. Hey, so our recording just stopped because
it did?
Cut us off. It just now just stopped. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. What the heck is going on right now? Hold on. Yeah, we're like totally. We have to do like a part two. Hold on. I'm going to make another episode. We're going to part. What the heck happened? I bet the box wasn't checked. There's a box that you check?
Uh-huh. My box wasn't checked?
No. It was something. It might have been something I did.
So many people that we're
not on the. We're not on the air right now. We had a bunch.
Really?
Yeah, it says we're not on the air. Hold on. Let me do this. Let me create this other one. So we'll do like a part one and a part two. That's what we're going to do. We'll do like a part one and a part two.
We're just getting warmed up.
I know, right? That was some good stuff, man. Dang it. See, today, man, it's just like the fucking... Not today, Satan. Not today.
It's all right. We'll be okay.
Yeah, I'm going to make another one. I'm going to... It'll be part two.
Let's do it, man. We're going to rock it. We just get to talk. It's going pretty good, though, right?
Oh, dude, you were freaking killing it, dude. I'm not even joking. What's your... did you have to do this whole thing over again? What's your Daniel...
Daniel@danielspeaker.com.
Gomez Speaker.
No, Daniel@danielgomezspeaker.com.
Yeah, I got that. Yep. All right. Dang it. I cannot believe that just happened.
So, the people, will they find us on the new one or no?
Yes. Yes, they will.
Or it has to be a new link.
Nope, we're good.
It's all right, we got it.
What the heck was it? Strengthening...
The health of organizations.
Of, yep. Organizations.
I'm
going to do this part two. I can't believe you just cut us off like that. That's never happened. So you're going to get two, I guess. You'll have two episodes. I'll try to merge them together, but I don't know if it's going to work. But you'll have two episodes. It's cool.
That's good. I mean, that means I'll be more famous.
I know, right? Short pitch. Boom.
Oh, the episode there was 15 minutes.
Yeah, it was set for 15 minutes. I was like, no, I set it for 60. Yeah, I set it for 60, but it didn't take. The box didn't check. Yeah, that was weird. Daniel Gomez. Podcast.
It's all right, brother. We'll be all right. God's still going to bless it.
Oh, yeah.
But it was going really good, right?
Yeah, dude. You were crushing it, dude. I love it. So we'll catch up with that. Yeah.
You send me another email?
I will here in a hot second. Can you just do the same thing, dude?
Okay. People are like, what happened to them?
Right? They were like, what the hell? Right? Okay. Okay, we're going to go. So we're going to go live. So we're going to disconnect and reconnect into the new thing. Okay.
Okay, let me get the new.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So let me close this. So I'm gonna lose you for a second, then, right?
Yeah, and then just reconnect, okay?
All right, let me go with you on the other one. Bye.
Goodbye. Okay,